We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up. Get out of bed and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne, welcome back.
Beast of the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
Good morning.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's middle of the week. Good morning to you and you and you and you and you and you. How you feeling?
How y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. Welcome back, man.
Glad to be back.
Okay.
It's good to be back.
And
it's back to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to be acting bad.
No, shut up, man.
Acting bad.
What you say, Yee?
I said, Envy missed you.
I mean, my bae over there gonna throw out a picture like that and then don't come to work? Okay. All right.
What picture did I
you
throw out?
You know what picture I'm talking about. You want to be a model now? Morris Half a Nut or Chestnut, whatever you call yourself now.
First of all, I got four
daughters. I've never, ever only delivered half a nut. Clearly. Okay? I don't know what the hell
only
you're talking
with Envy.
About.
All right. It's too early for that. Well, welcome
no, you're
back.
Talking about the quintessential gentleman. Yeah, they put they're a media platform for black men by black men, and they're committed to celebrating the achievements of black men. So they put me on the front cover of their magazine. So dropping the clues bombs for the quintessential gentleman magazine, and I just finally learned how to pronounce quintessential.
Properly. You still don't have it right.
Oh, see, I'm still not doing it right. See,
it's just like essential, but with quinta in front of it.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking, right? But I keep saying the Quinta Brunson. The quintessential. the quintessential gentleman. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
what does quintessential mean?
He don't know.
I don't know.
Just ask him.
It sounds classy.
It just sounds very classy. I don't know either. It sounds very
bougie. It's a real word, guys.
Quintessential. Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I just Googled it. It says, represents the most perfect or typical example of a quality or class. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it don't even have to be. Well, I guess because the example they use is he was the quintessential tough guy.
Quintessential, man.
The Quinta Brunson tough guy. Yes. I don't know. So it's a classy word.
You're just happy to be on the cover. God damn it.
Oh, perfectly typical or representative is a better way, I guess,
okay,
to say it.
We'll take that.
Yes.
We'll take that. Well, welcome back. Today on the show, we have attorney Benjamin Crump. He'll be joining us this morning.
Big Ben.
Yes, he has a new documentary that hit in Netflix this Sunday. It's called Civil.
Oh, it comes out on Sunday?
Okay. It comes out on Sunday, yep. Mm-hmm. And also we have Nadia. What's Nadia's last name?
Hall Green
will be joining us, and Tez will be back, so we'll be kicking it to them.
Tez and Figaro.
Now, Nadia Hall Green did Becoming for Michelle Obama, that documentary, but she also directed my girl Ida Rodriguez's Fighting Words special for HBO Max.
That's right.
So I met her in Puerto Rico while they were filming that.
Mm-hmm.
Does her doc drop on Sunday too?
It's Ben Crump's doc.
Oh, Ben Crump's doc.
Yeah,
okay.
She did Ben Crump's doc.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is Black Gay Father's Day because
what?
It's Black Gay Father's Day because it's Juneteenth, right?
Okay.
Juneteenth is Sunday.
Yes.
And it's Pride Month and it's Father's Day. So you combine all three, it's Black Gay Father's Day. So salute to all the Black Gay Fathers out there.
So what do we do?
I have no idea. But
you're celebrating it?
You just make up a holiday, and then when you don't.
I'm not making up a holiday. I'm just letting them know they have a day. You're combining all three. It's Blackness, which is Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. It's Pride Month, which is the gay, and then it's Father's Day.
It's also Black Caribbean Heritage Month.
See, Black Gay Caribbean Father's Day.
I'm not messing with y'all this morning,
man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not messing with y'all this morning. All right, well, let's get the show cracking.
Out there represents all four of those categories. I can guarantee you that.
You're absolutely right. But let's get into front page news. What are we talking about?
All right. Well, we'll be talking about hair this morning, and we'll be talking about alopecia and special treatment the FDA has approved. Also, on the opposite side of things, toxic chemical in hair products that has increased breast cancer is something that you need to be aware of.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. All right. Now, Thursday, everybody's been asking when the next game is. Of course, the Warriors lead 3-2. The next game is this Thursday at 9 p.m. in Boston.
Warriors in six.
Mm-hmm. You think they're going to take it in Boston?
I think the Warriors close it out in Boston on Thursday night. Initially, I said Warriors in five before the series, but then I said Warriors in six before the series. I think that they close it out in Boston on Thursday night. I don't think that the championship caliber team that the Warriors are, I don't think they're going to play in the Garden.
Nah.
Okay? I think it's going to be silly, like video game. Nah. Video game-ish.
I think Warriors in seven. I think with Boston, with that crowd, with the fan support and all that, I think they're going to win. But we'll see.
Nah, I think the Warriors then took their heart the last two games.
Think so?
I think Steph goes for like 50 in the Garden. Clay goes for like 30. Okay?
Because Tatum ain't
Andrew
really,
Wiggins.
Tatum ain't really pop off yet, so I think Tatum's going to go crazy. He has to go crazy.
He's doing what he can.
All right.
He's doing what he can.
All right. Now, there's a new study that says hair and beauty products marketed to Black women contain a class of toxic chemicals that is not only linked to an increased breast cancer risk, but also fuels the spread of cancer cells in Black women in comparison to white women also. So the study analyzed the parabens, and they determined that parabens increase the growth of breast cancer cells in Black women. And it's a group of chemicals. They use parabens in these products to keep mold and bacteria from growing. And so it prolongs the shelf life. But in humans, parabens can mimic estrogen, which is a hormone that leads to dangerous cell growth. They said Black women are likely to buy and use hair products with these types of chemicals. But we don't have a lot of data showing how parabens may increase breast cancer risk in Black women. And part of that is also because Black women don't get picked to take part in most research studies looking at the link. And studies to test this link have only used breast cancer cell lines from white women. So they have this new study, which was conducted by the Bench to Community Initiative that brings together scientists, community activists, breast cancer survivors, and hairstylists to study that link. And Black women in general are also more affected by breast cancer. They're 41% more likely to die from breast cancer, and those under 50 are twice as likely to die from breast cancer than white women. So that's why when we talk about beauty products and we're like, no parabens, no sulfates, it's really important to make sure you read those ingredients in the products that you're using. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA has approved a full body treatment for alopecia. And that's an autoimmune disorder that can cause hair loss and baldness occurring in patches on the body for the first time. And that's what Jada Pinkett Smith has, alopecia. She's spoken about it. And they have approved oral tablets called Olumiant. It's a treatment for adults with severe alopecia. Now, they had previously approved treatments for the disorder that addresses specific parts of the body, but this is the first FDA-approved alopecia treatment that treats the entire body. And more than 300,000 people in the U.S. every year are affected by alopecia. And individuals with the disorder, the body attacks its own hair follicles, which causes the hair to fall out. The Olumiant treatment is designed to prevent that response.
I thought everybody had like a little form of alopecia. Like, you know, I could be wrong, but that's not true.
No, everybody.
I don't think all hair loss is alopecia. Mm. But let me ask a question: Who gets the Medal of Honor for raising awareness to alopecia? Is it Chris Rock, Will Smith, or Jada Pinkett Smith? You're not going to tell me that the incident at the Oscars didn't raise awareness for alopecia. I haven't even heard the word alopecia said this much since that incident. I guarantee if you do some type of Google research, it'll show that alopecia was searched more after that incident at the Oscars than before.
Of course.
So who gets the Medal of Honor? Is it a group effort between Chris Rock, Will Smith, or Jada Pinkett Smith? Or is it just Chris because he did the G.I. Jane joke? Or is it just Jada because she suffers from alopecia? Or is it because Will, you know, administered the slap that, you know, got everybody talking?
All of the above.
I think it's a collective effort. They should collectively get a Medal of Honor for raising awareness for alopecia.
Shut up, man. All right.
I'm serious.
Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your
ass. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Dominique from Duval.
Dominique from Duval.
Duval.
What's up, brother?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Y'all want to get off my chest, give a shout out to my wife, man. She be busting her ass all week long cooking, man. Oh, if y'all follow her on Instagram at DA_prettybrown_show.
Okay.
All right. Why she busting her ass cooking this week? She getting ready for Black Gay Father's Day?
You stupid.
Yeah, she get ready for that too, but she knows she's a personal chef, private chef.
Okay. Most correct. Congrats to her, man.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good morning.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Clay calling from North Carolina.
Clay, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Yes, I would really like to thank y'all. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne the God. And good morning, Miss Yee.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Peace, my guy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Blessed and highly favored.
But, there you go.
I would like to say thank you to you guys because you guys don't really know the impact of what you guys say and on the way people listen to you, because I just recently bought a house here, and every morning I used to listen to you guys, and when DJ Envy used to talk about buying a house, I used to listen. I used to tell everybody in the car, shut up, I need to hear this and everything. And I never took one of your classes, but I used to listen. And one thing that you used to say about that credit, you got to get that credit right, you know. And I recently bought a house back in October, and I'm so happy.
Well, congratulations, brother.
Congratulations,
that's
brother.
That's what we try to do, man. We try to encourage things that we learn outside in this world. We try to, you know, make sure that we teach our people and try to explain to our people. We don't know all the answers all the time, but we just try to point people in the right direction, brother.
But you guys really got it on impact. And Miss Yee, you know, A lot of these young girls are really listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You. So just keep doing this, y'all. And me personally, I thank you.
Thank all right, you. Brother. We appreciate you.
Love, brother.
Now, shout to, you know, July 31st, Caesar and I are doing a seminar in New York, the Jacob Javits Center, where we're going to be talking about real estate and breaking down, you know, how to get into it, starting from credit repair. And we're actually going to do something special. We got a bunch of brothers coming through. I know the brothers from EYL will be stopping through. And we got credit repair. And we're going to be talking about hard money loans and conventional lenders. And also, I know the brothers from EYL are doing an Invest Fest again this year in Georgia. So if you can't make it out to the Jacob Javits Center July 31st, make sure you make it out there. And these are just, you know, ways where you can learn the game, learn the business. I like what EYL is doing because they're doing something similar to what we're doing, where we're not trying to charge people $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. Because I always say, if you got that much money to spend on a course or a class, I'd rather you just buy the house. So we're really, both of us, just trying to teach our community how to do it, how to build generational wealth.
And InvestFest is August 5th through the 7th in Atlanta. I'm actually going to be there. Okay. Be there as well. So salute to EYL.
So definitely get your tickets, Jacob Javits Center, July 31st. Or you can, like I said, InvestFest in Atlanta. Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. And you can hit me in my link in my bio, because I'm going to be at InvestFest as well. So either or, you can check
you
it out.
You a sneaky link?
What? Me and you?
That's together? How it sounded. You can hit me. You can hit me. I got my link in my bio.
You going to be with me. So what do you mean, sneaky link?
You little sneaky link.
Yo, shut up, man. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Misha.
Hey, Misha, good morning.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Okay, I want to say why I'm blessed. I lost my mom in February.
So
but
sorry.
Before she passed, thank you. Before she passed, she was helping me develop my business. And I recently launched my website. I'm starting off small to gain capital. Basically, I want to create a clothing line that caters to the alternative Black community and pop culture community. And I have a lot of things in the works right now. The company is Big Bad Waifu, WAIFU.com. And Charlamagne, I would love to send you some stuff because I'm trying to get permissions from Marvel and everything to sell stuff, officially licensed merchandise or whatever. And I would also like to shout out another business. I came across her stuff while I was getting my stuff in order, and she looks pretty dope too. She's tapping into a market that I'm not, and she is the official Bad Waifu. But yeah, oh, also a little bit of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I definitely would like to wear it, but could you school me to what is alternative people? What do you say? Alternative something?
Oh, clothing? The alternative Black community. Basically, like...
Yeah, what is that?
The goth people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hot Topics kids is what we used to call them back in the day.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, I do kind of have beef with you, Charlamagne and Envy. Y'all used to have a Friday ritual, that kind of pregame for the weekend. And y'all just stopped, man. It used to get me so hyped for the weekend. Like, I can understand y'all not wanting to do those specific songs anymore. But can y'all, do something again, please?
I think so. Our camera guy, Nick, actually said that last week. Because you remember last week I was in here and I was singing You Will Know by Black Men United. Because, I got a bunch of Negro spirituals that get me going. Like, You Will Know by Black Men United, Sounds of Blackness, Regina Bell, God is Good, Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck, DJ Yola, Ain't Gonna Let Up. I think we might have to start doing that.
I would love it so much, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see, Misha.
Thank you. I love y'all.
You have a good morning, all right?
Love you too, Queen.
Hello, who's this?
What's good? Guess who's the Zach on the Breakfast Club with both of my bros, Angela Yee. This is Anthony Greco. What's good, Envy?
Okay. Guess who's the Zach? What's up? Who's
hey,
this?
What's up?
Yeah, man, I was hitting you last week. You was letting bro know, yo, you good at the car show. Come to the car show. You and your son, you good. I'm like, yo, how come Envy didn't tell me and my son to come to the car show? Like, why we not good?
Where you from?
I'm from Queens. But I know the show is going to be in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta right now.
Okay, but the show is actually going to be in Houston this Sunday. So if you go this Sunday.
No, not Houston. I'm talking about the ATL show in July 19th.
July 9th? You from Queens?
July 9th.
You want to go?
Yeah.
You want to get your tickets there on Eventbrite or Eventbrite?
I knew you was going to do that. That's disrespectful.
See, Charlamagne was right about you when you was out last week. He was definitely right.
What'd he say?
Right.
Uh-oh.
What'd he say?
No, nah, never mind. It's all good. It's all good. I'll keep it between us.
Don't worry about what we talk about when you're not here.
Yeah, if you you had your mixes going and you wasn't even tuning into the show, what's good? We need to do the mixes from now on when you're not there.
Mix.
Well, the show is July 9th in Atlanta.
Are you going to ignore the units?
No, you got me. So, me and my son, you like, yo, Phoenix and Greco, they good at the door. Let them in. Whatever they want, whatever they need to do, they good. That's the vibes we on.
Phoenix is good. I don't know about Greco. Your son is good. I don't know about you, though.
Oh, see how we do? But all right. July 9th, we in the A. Well, I'm going to see you there. We gonna be there.
You from Queens. I got you. Phoenix is all good. You, I don't know about. What part of Queens you from?
Southside Jamaica, 40P.
It sounds like you from Brooklyn. I don't know. I can't let you in, bro.
Brooklyn.
No, I'm sipping on. They still good. They 718, but I'm from 40 Project.
All right, man. Hold on, I got you,
Brooklyn
though.
Keeps on taking it.
Hey, You know what I want to get off my chest? I just want to say, Instagram, please stop suggesting people, suggesting posts related to people. Like, just because I viewed somebody's page doesn't mean I need to see suggestions on who to follow. Between that and bots on IG, it's like going to somebody's house and they didn't tell you that people you don't want to see are going to be over there, too.
The bots are serious. It'd be 30 different bots, and I'm like, enough's enough now.
The bots are terrible, but that suggesting posts related to people where you be scrolling on your timeline and they just be posting videos from people that you don't even follow, I can't stand that. And I just really hate every time I go on Instagram, I got to think to myself, who all over there? Okay?
All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Boosie Badass. He is looking for three men who want to suck some toes.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay. That's
a tease.
Okay.
Woo.
It's Pride Month, baby.
What's Sunday? Sunday
is Black Gay Father's Day. I already told y'all.
Woo.
It's Father's Day, it's Juneteenth, and it's Pride Month. Black Gay Father's Day is upon us.
Yeah, better leave Boosie alone. All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Boosie Badass.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Boosie is looking for three men who went to suck some toes, and they will get paid for this. This is all for a pool party that he's hosting, and they want to make sure that the women get treated really well.
These girls been talking about they want their toes sucked at the party, and you know I got to get it for them, so I need three who going to suck some toes. The girls going to, you know, you're going to get money, the girls going to pay you, but I need some toe suckers.
Wow.
I respect that. That's why you get you a contract. Get you a contract to make sure everything is consensual. And, you know, you hire people like that dude that calls up here all the time. Big Chocolate, the toe sucker. It's your time to shine.
Now, not for nothing.
Call your people, ye.
I'm sure there's some people out there that'll take that job right now, depending on what the pay is.
I don't know if we want anybody just sucking our toes.
He said any man. So, I mean, minimum wage is $15 right now. So, if he could beat that, and you go out there and suck some toes.
And there's some guys that have that real fetish to do things like that. And you could get paid for it. Because normally they'll pay you, right? Normally guys would be like, I'll pay you if you let me suck your toes.
But yeah, you're right, though. You said she don't want just anybody sucking her toes. Like, shouldn't the women be the ones being able to choose? Maybe Boosie should get, like, a bunch of different guys and then let the women choose which guys she wants to suck her toes.
Like a bachelor or bachelorette, like a Flavor of Love type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it'd be Flavor of Feet.
I see where you're going with this. I know,
Envy, you want to get in on it because you always post your toes on Instagram.
No, I don't. No, I have a wife. I'm married. But yeah, stop posting my toes on Instagram. Enough's enough.
But you're the one that posted. That's what's crazy. All right, now let's talk about Melody Hobson.
So if you wasn't married, you'd let a man suck your toes, is what you're saying?
No, I did not say that at all. What's wrong with you?
Oh, okay.
You kinky
this morning. It.
You kinky this morning, bro.
All right, now, Melody Hobson, are y'all familiar with that name? She's a chairman at J.P. Morgan, and she's also a chairman at Starbucks, and she has a portfolio of smart investments. And she also will be on the ownership of the soon-to-be Broncos ownership team.
Oh, yeah.
She's a black woman.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yes, and so there have been other black women who have held limited equity stakes in NFL teams like Serena and Venus Williams, but those were acquired after a new ownership group takeover. This would be the first time ever that a black woman is publicly identified as part of an original ownership group purchasing an NFL team. Russell Wilson said that he actually had a chance to speak to the new ownership. He said to be able to talk to her, what a tremendous accomplishment and what a gift to be able to do what she's going to be able to do, to be the first black woman, right, to be able to do this. It's a big deal. This is history, and I think that maybe has gone over people's heads a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah, and she's married to
George Lucas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she has a great portfolio. She has her own company, Ariel Investments, and so she's been doing it. I think she also did, like, the whole DreamWorks deal. She did that whole deal for them and everything. So she's a huge...
Yeah, she used to be a chairwoman for DreamWorks, and then I think once they got acquired by... I think it was NBC or somebody.
And she led that acquisition. So, all right. Now, Amber Heard has done her first sit-down interview with Savannah Guthrie, and she's talking about the defamation case that was brought forth by Johnny Depp, and she says that she still stands by everything that she says. Here's what she had to say about the jury's decision.
Don't blame them. I actually understand. He's a beloved character, and people feel they know him. He's a fantastic actor.
Their job is to not be dazzled by that. Their job is to look at the facts and the evidence. And they did not believe your testimony or your evidence.
How could they, after listening to 3.5 weeks of testimony about how I was an uncredible person?
All right, now, it was a 6-week trial, and they went through a lot of the darkest moments of their relationship. He was trying to absolve himself of allegations that Amber Heard made. In a 2018 Washington Post op-ed, she described herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. She never named Johnny Depp, but they said that the claims, everybody knew that that's who she was talking about. He's denied all allegations of abuse. And so he sued her for $50 million, saying the accusation hurt his career. She countersued him for $100 million, saying that his former lawyer defamed her when he called her claims of abuse a hoax. At the end of it, ultimately, he was awarded $15 million that got lowered to $10.4 million, and she was awarded $2 million. When the jury found that his lawyer did defame her on one count. All right, here's what she had to say about feeling devastated by this whole thing.
Vast majority of this trial was played out on social media, and the jury is not immune to that.
You think the jury saw it?
How could they not? I think even the most well-intentioned juror, it would have been impossible to avoid this. Every single day, I passed 3, 4, sometimes 6 blocks, city blocks lined with people holding signs saying, "Burn the witch." After 3.5 weeks, I took the stand and saw just a courtroom packed full of Captain Jack Sparrow fans who were vocal. This was the most humiliating and horrible thing I've ever been through. I have never felt more removed from my own humanity. I felt less than human.
All right.
But that's going to be a phenomenon that's studied for years to come, like social media and its impact on things like trials. Because she's right. It's impossible for jurors not to see what people are saying on social media and be influenced by that.
But, you know, they did have audio recordings of her saying things that contradicted what she was saying on the stand.
And oh, absolutely.
So people did not believe her. And so some of those clips or transcripts, she says some of them are not representative of the 2 hours or 3 hours that those clips are excerpted from. That's what her rationale is for that, but she did say that she does have some things that she regrets. All right, well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about Donald Trump. You know, he has issued his own statement in response to these January 6th hearings.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. This Thursday, all right. What is it? Game 6, NBA Finals.
That's right.
Warriors versus the Celtics at Boston. So that happens at 9 o'clock.
Y'all know
this
I got
Thursday.
Warriors in 6.
I got Warriors in 6.
Steph Curry was 0 for 9 last game from 3-point land. He's going to score 50 in the Garden on Thursday. Klay going to score 30. Wiggins going to give you another 20. And it's going to be all she wrote.
All right. What else you got, Yeezy?
That's 100 points from three players.
Well, the House Select Committee, the January 6th committee, has postponed the hearing that's supposed to happen today. Mm-hmm. And the next hearing is now scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. They said it's just for technical issues. It's not a big deal. It's nothing else. They said the staff putting together all the videos, it was overwhelming, so they're trying to give them a little room. And they also did say there will be two hearings next week, one on June 21st and another on June 23rd. Both of those will be starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. And the committee has been laying out the case for what they are saying is Trump's responsibility for the insurrection. And so there were lengthy portions of former Attorney General William Barr's deposition with the committee. He described in detail why Trump's fraud claims were bogus and why he has seen nothing since to convince him that there was fraud. Now, Donald Trump has issued a 12-page statement amidst these hearings saying that, basically same things he's been saying. He's saying that these hearings are a smoke and mirrors show. He also said that there's no witnesses or anybody who can easily point out the flaws in their story. He said America is crumbling and Democrats have no solutions. Our nation has no hope of change for the better under Democratic leadership. People are desperate rather than solving problems. Democrats are rehashing history in hopes of changing the narrative. Now, the members of this committee, includes two Republicans, have pushed back at the characterization that their investigation is motivated by partisanship. Instead, they said their work uncovered the extent to which the former president worked to undercut the democratic process and also to remain in power.
Well, you know, it's interesting, right? Because 2 days ago, the insurrection panel said it gathered enough evidence to indict Trump. Mm-hmm. So what is Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice going to do? If they don't indict Trump after saying they have gathered enough evidence to indict Trump, then I don't see the point of any of these panels. It will look like it was just smoke and mirrors because all you're doing is making Trump supporters feel like this is just another witch hunt. If you keep accusing someone of something and say you have evidence that is enough to indict them, but you don't indict them, it makes it seem like all your evidence is cap.
Yeah, I mean, I think because, again, these hearings, they don't have the power to do anything, you know, out of these hearings. It can then the Department of Justice has to take over and they have to figure out what to do. It's been a long investigation. And so now what? Right. We need to make sure
and
that there's some
saying,
action.
Now what?
But that's why I said it's what is AG Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice going to do? But if the insurrection panel says it has enough evidence to indict Trump, but the Attorney General and the Department of Justice don't do anything, it does look like all of this was just smoke and mirrors. Like, you can't just continue to accuse somebody of something and then say you got enough evidence that, you know, you can indict them, but don't do anything about it. It just makes it seem like the whole thing was just a political
waste of money
show.
And time. Yep.
That's right.
Well, you know, and there's elections that are going on, so they want to make sure, because people are, they're trying to say that there's voter fraud, there's a lot of lies that candidates are basing their campaigns on. So it is important. There's never before heard, you know, evidence and testimony that people are getting to hear for the first time, so they can base their opinions on that. Because a lot of people believe things without having the facts. So people really have to pay attention to what's going on. And there does need to be some action. I don't think Trump should even be allowed to run again. And there should be some criminal action taken against him.
Yeah, but people not listening to this case. Yeah, everything you said sounds good and it sounds right, but people care about action. And if there's no action taken, then it looks like these actions are just cap.
Waste of time, waste of money. All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, when we come back, we got some special guests joining us. We have attorney Benjamin Crump, who has a new documentary movie that comes out this Sunday on Netflix. It's called Civil. The director, Nadia Hallgren, will be joining us. And Teslin Figueroa will be here as well.
Teslin Figueroa.
All right, so we're going to be
the Hood Whisperer.
Kicking in with them when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, Tess as well. She's been here the last 2 days, so you part of the breakfast.
Yes!
We got some special guests joining us today. Tess is back again, and we also have Nadia Hall Green. Welcome.
Thank you.
And, of course, attorney Ben Crump, who has a new documentary called Civil. That's out June 19th. Well, good morning, guys, and thank you for joining us.
Hey,
good
thank morning. You, King, for having us.
Now, for people that don't know, break down what is Civil, what it's about, and tell us all about it.
Certainly, Angela Yee, I am always an obvious, so I say that publicly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Civil is a Netflix documentary coming out on Juneteenth. It was directed by the young, brilliant director, Nadia Hallgren. Mm-hmm. African, Puerto Rican, all kind of flavors in there. Mm-hmm.
Give it up for Nadia. She's coming also.
Yeah. Good.
And yes, she did Ida's Fighting Words, Ida Rodriguez.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is it. Her vision is so incredible. I mean, it followed me for 18 months during a pandemic where we had not heard of George Floyd when they started filming. We had heard of Ahmaud Arbery, but hadn't heard of Breonna Taylor at the time. And she is capturing all this footage intensely while we're dealing with these families and so many other things like banking while black, environmental racism, fighting for the black farmers, doing. And she, more than anybody else, just understood the moment. This isn't just a documentary for today. This is a documentary, as Kenya Barris and I, who's the producer, created Black, is saying, this is a documentary for our children yet unborn.
Mm. I'm so glad you're here, because there was a call that we got. I don't know if you were here, MV, last week, but somebody called in. They were talking about Larry Nassar and how there's this lawsuit against the FBI because of Larry Nassar and how they knew about the cases against him, but they didn't act on it. And somebody called in and they were like, well, this is disgusting. What is money going to do? Why do victims need money if they're truly victims? And this is just a money grab. So I know this is something that you as a civil rights attorney can speak to. So I would love for you to talk about that. When people try to say, oh, they're just trying to get some money, or he's just chasing money and trying to fatten his wallet.
I try not to listen to the haters much, because I understand my mission. My queen, Tess, she said, no, you got to go back at them, Crump. I'm like, I don't have the time, because I'm so focused on the mission. The mission is trying to say to people psychologically and consciously, to American society, that no, we matter. We deserve equal justice. When you have a wrong against us, we have a right. Not only based on the Seventh Amendment of the United States Constitution, but just based on common sense. We have a right to send the message that you can't do this to us and get away with it. I'm representing a lot of black and brown people in Los Angeles County at McLaurin Hall, which was a children's shelter in Los Angeles for 50 years. Mm-hmm. Black and brown children were being raped and sexually molested, and the county just looked the other way.
Right.
It's been all these years, and now California, because of things that were happening in Boy Scouts and Catholic, the Catholic Church said, we're going to give you 3 years. Anybody who was molested and those things when you were 7 or 8 years old, you have a right to come forward. Think about those people. Yeah, the only thing you can get is money. You can't go back and give them their innocence back.
Right. Right.
But when you have that civil compensation, it makes the county pay. It makes the corporations pay and those type of things. And like we say on the trailer of Civil, if anything America understands, it's money.
Capitalism.
It's capitalism 101. And when you start making people pay, then they change their conduct, or you keep going until it becomes financially prohibited for them to be able to afford to treat black people and brown people like second-class citizens.
Now, let me chime in on that, though, right quick, because he gave you the Martin, the wait, Tess, I always say I'm Malcolm and he's Martin.
Tess, before you go.
Yeah, because you know I'm about to go there on the money
you,
thing.
I want you to go there, because a lot of times people don't have the knowledge, right? So sometimes people call here or I see articles and they say Attorney Benjamin Crump is an ambulance chaser, right? He chases just to make money or the fat in his pockets, right? And when Tez came up here, she spoke so eloquently about you don't solicit anybody.
Yeah.
People have to reach out to you. And many times people reach out to certain other attorneys or other anywhere, anybody else, and nothing gets done.
Yeah.
And they don't see it get done until you step on the stage.
500 calls a day.
So now now talk your
Yeah, I'm about to talk my So to the dumbos in the comments, I'm speaking directly to them. And again, this is not a reflection of Attorney Crump. These are my own statements. When people say it's all about the money, first of all, that makes no sense. Only 5% of Attorney Crump's cases are police brutality. That's number one. Nobody talks about the $100 million lawsuits that he's been able to get for folks who are alive and well, the $600 million lawsuits he's been getting alive and well. America, or any government, has never paid for the value of black life. And so I find it amazing that the same people in the comments that will sue McDonald's for a slip and fall feel that it makes no sense if someone takes your life and you feel that that family should not deserve compensation for their children that's been left behind. What are they supposed to do? Exchange Roman noodles like in the pen? The only thing we have is the money compensation. But to ignore the fact that Attorney Crump pushes for the criminal punishment, to ignore the fact that policy actually comes out of these cases, when you talk about the Breonna Taylor law, when you talk about the Andre Hill law, when you talk about 100 cities that have now enacted police reform since the murder of George Floyd, it has been because Attorney Crump and a few others, and I'm saying a few just to be generous, have brought these cases to light. There are billions of dollars every year that are settled based on police brutality. I ask people, why is it that your local attorney and your hometown never wants to take these cases? Why is it? It's not certainly not for a lack of advertisement. Every commercial you hear every day is if you've been injured in an accident, if you've been injured in an accident. So why don't they take those cases, Angela? That's the question I ask people. Why don't you see them? Well, the answer is, in which we point this out in the film, they do not want to upset their DA. They don't want to upset the governor. They don't want to upset their chief of police. They do not want to be blackballed and send the death threats for pennies. And I'm going to say this, and I'll be quiet. When you look at these cases that Attorney Crump takes, or any civil attorney, these cases take years, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. You don't earn a dollar. So I would ask anybody in the comments, are you willing to work for 40 hours a week for 3, 4 years straight? Maybe, maybe not get compensation at the end. It just makes zero sense. It doesn't add up. The math doesn't math. So when you hear those comments, ambulance chasing, no. Everybody say that to us, their loved one in the ambulance. I'll use one story, Monroe Bird, a case I worked on in 2015. The stepfather, Monroe Bird, said, I don't want Ben Crump, because the family called me first because their son was being dragged all through the media. They called me first. He said, I don't want Ben Crump. I don't want none of that coming down, because he's an ultra conservative. Mm-hmm. Tulsa, Oklahoma, ultra conservative. Black man, but a conservative. But once his son got started getting dragged in the media, then it was, can you call Attorney Crump? Because nobody was willing to stand and change the narrative. The narrative that is changed in the media affects the jury. It affects how they make those decisions. And so now, 7 years later, they're passing the Monroe Bird Law. And that's the stuff that people don't keep up with.
All right, well, don't move. We got more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Attorney Benjamin Crump, Teslin Figaro, and Nadia Hall Green. Does that discourage you at all? Yeah. Like, no matter what, you out there to do good, right?
Yeah.
And then, so when you got people and people that look like you that you're fighting for and they go at you, does that discourage you at all?
Envy, I try to be a student of history. Thurgood Marshall is my personal hero. Martin and Malcolm, these are the people I emulate. People don't understand that they were hated mostly by black people. Mm. You know, we have this revisionist history now that everybody loved them. But when they were at their peak, they were the most hated people in America by both white and black people. And so I always try to remember that and say, God, I know what mission you put on my shoulders. And I'm going to use these blessings, these influences, to try to affect a better world for our children. And I'm never discouraged by anything. As we said in the film, don't be a spectator. If you feel you can do something, get in the arena. The easiest thing in the world to do is to sit home and be a critic and don't do anything else. The hero is the person who puts themselves out there, risks their reputation, their family safety, and even their life, and say, this is about more than just me. We have these Banking While Black cases mm-hmm. where we have recovered millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for black people.
Mm-hmm. Over 200 million to be exact. Let's put the number out there so they can know in the comments.
And it's so astonishing to me, Envy and Angie, that people will say, oh, it's just about the money. What do you think banks and corporations are doing things for? Are they doing it just for charity? Are they doing it just because they had nothing better to do? No, they're doing it for the money. And so when we take on Wells Fargo, who we're currently fighting now because they were denying black people mortgages during a pandemic where the government had gave an opportunity, and I digress. I got to say this, y'all.
Absolutely.
During the pandemic, because they were worried about the economy, the government gave historic incentives to decrease the interest rate for home loans lower than they had been in 75 years. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand, for poor people, middle class people, the quickest way to gain wealth and equity is to be able to purchase a home and pass something on to your children and their children. That's how you get wealth accumulated. Well, even with all of this, Wells Fargo was denying black people. White people were getting incredible incentives to increase their wealth by saying you got a 2% interest rate. You might save $1 million to $2 million just because you were able to refinance. They said no to black people. And so now I can worry about the Negroes in the comments, so I can go say, no, Wells Fargo, you probably stopped black people from getting $1 billion in equity. So guess what Ben Crump gonna do? Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say, I'm going to get those black people that $1 billion.
Well, Nadia, yeah. let's talk to you, because this is a spicy room, if you haven't seen
it. Yeah,
this
I'm the filmmaker in the corner, as always.
So let's talk about, you know, you directing this, and what made you want to do this film?
Like most of us, I was sitting home during that time when everything was happening in America, the pandemic, George Floyd's murdered. And I'm like, I'm a filmmaker, I need to be out there doing something. And then I get a call from Kenya Barris, and he's like, I've been working on something with Ben Crump. We want to make a documentary. Do you want to get involved? So grabbed the camera and just got on the roll with Ben. And I just knew that this was a moment to document history and what was happening in America.
And you also show Ben Crump's family, his mom. Yes. Now, why was that important in framing this story?
One thing I thought was so special when I met Attorney Crump was just who he is as a person, as an individual, his values, you know, at the highest standard, and where that came from.
Was that hard for you to expose that part of your life? Because that's not something you ever do.
It is very hard to expose your personal life. Mm-hmm. I will say this. My mom was here at the Tribeca Film Festival premiere. And we grew up in the projects. My mother raised me and my two brothers and her baby brother working two jobs. I mean, doing everything for us. And it was so beautiful for my mother to see what she did. Mm-hmm. I mean, a standing ovation. And then out in Times Square, they got Netflix really has invested in this movie. And they have a billboard 80 foot off the ground on 42nd and Broadway. And for my mama to say, we started in the projects and now we're here. I mean, it's just a testament to a strong black woman.
Absolutely.
Who's saying, I won't let this world destroy my children. Mm-hmm. And so my mom and my wife, my daughter, everybody in this film, they just kept it real. They kept it too real.
How's your family deal with it? Because it's you know, it's like anything else. I mean, if you could just take all the negativity, it's all good, but it bleeds into your wife, it bleeds into your kids. And then, you know, Tez was talking the other day about the death threats.
Yeah.
So how does your family deal with it? How are they okay?
It's hard, obviously, as adults. We understand what we're doing. My 9-year-old daughter watched the film for the first time yesterday, and she said, Daddy, you got a death threat? And she was very concerned about it.
9 years old.
And so we had that conversation about, baby, Daddy's out here fighting for you to have a better world. And sometimes people don't want to see our black children have an equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. at life. We have to fight for our rights. We can never take stuff for granted. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but you didn't do anything wrong. Mm. I said, baby, I know that. And you will learn that some people feel that they're superior to us because the color of their skin. And that's always a difficult conversation to have with young people because they want to see the best in the world. She was asking me questions. Man, she is terrified by these school shootings.
I think we all are.
For your children mm-hmm. to have to deal with that trauma, what happens, Daddy, if it happens in our school? You know, so we talk about those things. I think about how my wife, my brothers, everybody in their mind, they are prepared that it could happen and we have to protect your family when you're on the road so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're constantly checking on them and everything. And that's the other side that Tez was talking about. My law partners, now, we don't make that much money doing police brutality. We make our money from doing mass torts and class action work, stuff that, you know, is going up against these corporate titans. Mm-hmm. This police brutality, civil rights work, it's something you do because you care. Right. Nobody does civil rights work to get rich. Right. It's the least profitable division in my law firm. I pray so much that we can close down the police brutality division of the Ben Crump Law Firm because then that would mean Trayvon would get to live because somebody then profile him. Ahmaud Arbery. I mean, all these young black people in the film. Now he has a part in a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 19-year-old in a week's time. All get killed by the police, completely unjustified. But if we could somehow have them look at our children like they look at their children, mm-hmm. then our children would get to live. And that's what I pray for, man. That's what I'm fighting. I've made enough money. I'm going to be okay. My law firm would rather I just stop doing the civil rights. They like, you did enough, Crump. We can make money a lot easier and more of it if you would just quit doing this civil rights work. But I'm like, then I would be selling out my soul. Mm-hmm. No, it's about fighting for our children, man.
All right, well, don't move. We got more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with attorney Benjamin Crump, Teslin Figaro, and Nadia Holgren. So let me ask you a question. Now, Nadia is the director. What's the biggest takeaway you get out of this documentary?
What I hope, Envy, is that when people watch this film, they have a much deeper, nuanced understanding of what life is like in our communities than they ever have before. And that they understand the work that Attorney Crump does. You know, something we spoke about earlier, just this idea that civil law and criminal law are actually two different things. Right. And we were surprised in this film when we showed it to people and they didn't understand it. So just to give people a basic understanding of how the law works as well. So it's an educational tool.
Yeah.
But it's really to bring people in and show behind the scenes of what these cases are really like, other outside of the press conferences and the news cycle.
Taz, you want to curse anybody out? Anything else?
No,
you
I don't
say
think I want to curse anybody out.
You got to have the final word.
Taz, with the final word?
No, I just think I'll just echo, you know.
Yeah, can I say this before you say the final word? It is important that people understand civil law and criminal law.
Yeah.
Because the prosecutors, I think, intentionally sometimes lose these cases. We have never lost a police brutality case, but people sometimes can't distinguish the two. And so I think Nadia does a good job are reminding people what we should have learned in seventh grade civics class, that the government is the only people who can prosecute you and put you in jail. And then the Seventh Amendment says if you've had a wrong that you believe has been put upon you, you have a right to sue them.
Mm-hmm.
And if the jury agrees with you, you are entitled to compensation. And the law has some reason for that because they don't want people trying to solve their disputes in the street by shooting and killing one another. No, no. You come to the court of law, and if a jury agrees, then the only thing we can give you is monetary damage.
That's the accountability.
That is the accountability.
And before Tess gives her final word, I do want to say that I know you've been inspired by Thurgood Marshall and you speak on it all the time, but I feel like after seeing this, kids will be inspired by you. And that's the thing Absolutely. That will make the next generation want to become active, become attorneys, become civil rights attorneys, and make sure that they do what's right.
Absolutely. We appreciate Amen. You.
Thank you.
Tez, you want to close this out?
I'll close this out.
You, Tez,
I drank a sip of the positivity water, so I will leave on a positive note and be not encouraging me to be cuss folks out. I will say this, and I talked about this in my last Breakfast Club interview on my Push the Line training that's coming up, Politics Until Something Happens. I want to give a quick shout out to Tex 66866, Push the Line to 66866. What is that about? It is about getting in the fight. What people should get from this documentary at the end is Ben Crump says, get into the arena. I know who I am and I know whose I am. Amen. And what does that really mean? You got three ways to get involved. Now, you can just be in the comments, or you can get involved on the criminal side mm-hmm. to push for that folks get arrested, mm-hmm. to push to end qualified immunity, like what happened in New York City, by the way, like Amen. What happened in Colorado, by the way. You can talk about making sure folks get arrested. You can talk about the protest side. You can talk about the punitive damages side, which is what Attorney Crump does. Or you can talk about the policy, which is what I talk about, which is over 100 cities have passed some level of police reform that nobody talks about. Yeah. We still have to push on the federal level for the George Floyd Justice Policing Act. But over 100 cities have made some difference. The bottom line is you have every opportunity to be involved. My logo, Push the Line, it has each person pushing, one pushing the P, the U, the S, and the H. Nobody's paying attention to what's going on beside them. There's a child on the side that is watching with their fist up, watching what it is that we're doing. So you can push or you can talk. In the Bible, whether you are a believer, and I'm only talking to the believers, It says that at the end, you know, we talk about who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, who's the greatest of all time. We love throwing that around in hip hop. But in the end, there is going to become a time where the GOAT will be separated from the sheep. What is the sheep? People say the sheep is who follows and who does what man does. But in the word of God, it says that the sheep is about the shepherd's business. Mm. So you are either going to be about for the least of these, or you going to be one of the GOAT that are not here to serve those who have been in prison, to serve those who have been disenfranchised, to serve those who have been marginalized. And when it's time to make that accountability, and if I'm wrong, then I don't have nothing to worry about. If I just disappear into existence, fine. But what if I'm right, DJ Envy? Mm. If I'm right, there's going to be the question, what did you do? And the answer won't be, well, I was in the DM. I told Ben he should do this. I told Tessa she should. What did you do for the least of these? Yeah. You've been challenged right now to do something. One of those three, four things. Don't worry about what Ben doing. Yeah. Get in the arena and get your squab on. It's plenty of people that's talking from the stands. We talked about that Friday. Everybody at the game. But guess what? We don't all play the same position. Mm-hmm. I've never once seen LeBron James turn around to the stand and say, what y'all think I should do? Should I go this or this? Attorney Crump got to focus on playing the game. Mm-hmm. And then you got people like me that's on the sideline, on the bench, cheering them on. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I was a cheerleader all through school. My job was to say, let's go, but to also challenge at the same time, say, Attorney Crump, I don't really like that. I'm not feeling that. But I'm on the court in the game.
Yeah.
So if you just in the stand, talking, you just understand talking. Let's start walking and let's be about our business.
There Peace. You go. Civil is out this Sunday, Father's Day, yeah. Juneteenth. Definitely check it out, and we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Hashtag Civil and Twitter.
Now, there's only one phone call that when they call, we always come to work and open up, and that's when Attorney Benjamin Crump calls. It doesn't matter if we on vacation, if it's a pandemic, if none of the workers, if Angela Yee's out, I'm out, Charlamagne's out, you get here.
Yeah.
Hey, Avery, we love you, King.
We love
Angela
Yee.
Y'all are the voice for our people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I wanted to say that.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.